Devlinites, and welcome back to The Office ASMR, a sleepy time podcast to enjoy while you fall asleep. Welcome to all the new listeners that seem to be finding me as The Office has left Netflix and has gone over to Peacock. I know I talked about this in the last episode, so I'll save you. Tonight's an exciting episode of the entry point into season 5. This is a doubleheader tonight, so as you might have noticed, we got an extended playtime, extended runtime of the podcast, because this is technically season 5 episodes 1 and 2. This is directed by Paul Feig, originally aired September of 2008, September 25th, 2008, and it was written by Lee and Gene Stupinski. I think they had the season 4 finale too, if I remember correctly, which explains why that was a strong episode, as is Weight Loss. And I think it's interesting to remember the context of season 5, because at this point, this was one of the biggest shows on television. I mean, season 4 really cemented The Office as just a massive hit, and you know, I was reading a podcast review the other day, and somebody mentioned they wanted to listen to the podcast during the day for the commentary, but literally, my whole premise behind the podcast is that I want it to be so dry, so boring, and something that you can fall asleep to that I don't want to give any interesting commentary, but I like giving a little bit up front, right? Right now, you and I are just getting into bed. We're just getting cozy, we're turning the lights off, we are making sure our sleep timer is set, we are checking our headphones, we don't have any wires around us, we're making sure everybody's safe, and we're just winding down. So, you know, I think the most interesting part of this podcast is just the fact that so many people listen to it. It's not anything else. It's like it's interesting that you know, this format works. Who knew? Who knew I can just help people? Who knew it would be so easy for me to help people with something that's so important in life? Sleep is important. Rest, relaxation, I don't want to say rejuvenating, but like sleep is important, and it's like I could try all the things in the world and try and create any number of products to help people sleep, but I feel very, very fortunate that I can use my fandom of a piece of media in conjunction with my recording gear to help you sleep. So that's what we're here to do, and that's what we're going to get into tonight as we enter into season 5, episode 1. And I don't know if it's an indicator of the fact that we have the season finale, the season premiere or what, but we have no cold open here. We're getting right into it. And we also, at this point, haven't changed the intro of the show. It's still the classic. We don't have the new characters yet. So it starts off saying week 1. Everybody is just crushing food. There's a cheese fondue, there's fried chicken, chocolate with marshmallows. Dwight says this is your last meal. Oh, and he sprays it with some kind of bug killer. Oh, he sprays the entire table with bug killer. Because and Michael explains that there's a big weight loss program, or a weight loss challenge. And now they head down to the warehouse. Daryl doesn't want a scale broken. And Andy wants washboard abs the first time Angela sees him naked. Michael says every week, every Monday for the next 7 Mondays, everyone gets one more bite of eclair each. Jim looking happy. Michael misses a prime opportunity for a That's What She Said joke. Now Pam is told to get off the scale. You're going to be leaving us next week. Vamos. Family only. 2,210 pounds. And then everybody like does the math. You can see everybody calculating it. Almost, Kevin. 226 pounds. Not close. Math is so hard. Week two. It looks like Andy is sweating. I haven't eaten anything since noon on Friday. Stanley comes in and explains that he has been taking the stairs. The truth is, he lost a little bit of his speed. He shows a picture of like the black, it looks like Black Panthers. And he says, fight the power, eat whatever we want. Look at those biceps. Now we have Holly leading yoga in the conference room. Michael sweaty. Did you see Holly's butt? Friends don't talk about other friends' butts. What have you learned about her? She broke her left leg twice. Her butt refuses to quit. That's insane. That's insane. Dwight is taking it upon himself to empty out the vending machine and put fresh fruit in. A little hammer. Oscar's recommending the yoga teacher in Dixon City. She and says that the teacher is a catch. She says, I'm a lesbian. He says, I'm gay. And then a very awkward exchange happens. Holly says, look, I haven't had much luck lately, and maybe I should switch to women. Oh, you think it's a choice? And she's like, oh, I better go. Oscar is messing with her. Probably not really. And now Pam is packing up her desk because she's heading to Pratt, a little fish in the Big Apple. 212 area code. Dwight wants one more fax. I'll see you when you give me your fax confirmation. Andy, back to accounting. Under my Angela, Ella. Newport, Rhode Island. Big mansion. His dad went to school with a groundskeeper. Every little boy dreams about his fairy tale wedding. How do you feel about? Oh, I think season 5 is when Andy becomes like a true fully formed character. And also becomes a bigger part of the show. You can see it right in this episode. And now here we get our first scene where Angela is feeling nervous about the wedding. Paige is Dwight, and they go down to the warehouse and get it on. Angela says, I have a fiance I very much like. Now we have Michael catching a glimpse of Pam heading out to her car. He runs downstairs. I like when they do this. He like runs through the hallway. Oh, here he falls down the stairs. goodbye poem. It's really long. It's up in my office. Alright. The last word is seagulls. Pam starts up her little car and is ready to haul out. Michael goes in for a kiss. And Jim and Michael stand like two proud parents. Why hasn't Jim proposed yet? They talked about it. They didn't want to spend the first 3 months apart. Pam has always said she doesn't want a long engagement. Not sure about it, but something about a guy that used to work here. Alright, everybody's back on the scale for week 3. Michael wants to make sure he's next to Holly. Smile. £31 lost. Alright. Michael is actually killing it with Holly. I know why. Holly is a major dork. There's a shot of them beatboxing. DJ Saggy Flax, is that what he called her? As a beatbox. Wicka 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 what? Oh, sorry, that was the end of week 2. Now we're into week 3. And we have Dunder Mifflin, this is Ronnie, answering the phone. Jim says, I'll get to know her very well and eventually declare my love for her. Pam is in a class. And Tara will segue into expressive typography in new media. Pam realizes she's in the wrong class. I remember seeing this shot of a classroom entirely full of Apple laptops and being like, wow, what a dream that is. And then years later, they're a massive company. Back in the annex, Holly hears Kelly coughing. And she says, this cleanses syrup, lemon juice, and water. Kelly orders some bikinis online. She's gonna look amazing. Now we have Jan in the office. Needs 100 copies. Serenity by Jan is kicking ass. Guess whose candles he used for a vigil. Thank God they found her. Who's your daddy? We don't know. Jim, in Jim's face, he's like, Michael told us Jan's pregnant. He led us to believe he was the father by telling us that he was the father. Jan's feet being massaged in Michael's office. And Holly is asking for the yoga teacher's number. And meanwhile, Angela is yelling at Kevin for making a mistake. He's an idiot. Thank you, Holly. He's mentally challenged. Jim's looked at camera at that. It's so good. Everybody in the office is like, wait a minute. You think I'm retarded? Dwight. That is very offensive. And it's like all in one day, Holly's stuff is crumbling around her. Poor Holly. Now we have Stanley. I show Stanley like lifting a ream of paper, doing like a crunch underneath his desk. Andy has made non-refundable deposit at 3 different wedding venues. Epcot, hot air balloon, dangerous, tacky, sharks, haunted, no. And then Angela and Dwight run down to the office. I have a nice comforter and several cozy pillows. Lights out by 8:30. That's how I sleep at night. Indicating that the documentary crewmakers were like, hey, how do you sleep at night? Knowing that your fiance is spending a ton of money to try and make a perfect wedding and you're sleeping with Dwight. Now we have Bam in the computer talking to Jim. And this was also huge at the time, 2008. Like video chat, video conferencing was not, like, it was Skype at that point. We had just really moved on from AIM. Don't we all look skinny? Bam, here's Ronnie. Rice or Ronnie? She's a beam of light. Not really so much. She just plops down. She's such a weirdo, Ronnie. Ronnie is long for this world. Help her find the colored paper clips that Michael likes as he carries around Pam in the computer. Pam is loving her classes and wants to go back to gym. Here we go, back on the scale. 184 pounds. Gain 5 pounds back. And Kelly collapses on the floor. Now we're at week number 4. Andy spits on the floor. And the warehouse worker's like, what the hell? Now they lost 1 pound. Stanley lost 4 pounds. Michael is rocking a mean goatee. And now Phyllis is directing Angela as part of the party planning committee to get some cheesecake after Phyllis was in the right place at the right time. She's the head of the party planning committee. What if Holly does fruit instead of cake? Phyllis says, hey, we lost weight. It's time to reward ourselves. What is wrong with these people? I once went 28 years without having sex. And then again for 7 years. Now we have a nice full conference room. A number one cause of death. Shotgun weddings, says Dwight. Obesity caused illnesses. This is about a very cool HR initiative. If you don't follow, you'll die of obesity. Jim wants to lose 65 pounds. Angela says her doctor needs to gain weight. And Michael wants everyone to live forever. Jim says 75. 5 pounds plus Jim's 65 is a good chance. Jim is heading out to go see Pam. Michael tosses him a condom to be safe right out of his wallet. I don't think that's a good idea. They get tries out. A 1,000-year-old church. A rainbow. Veterinarian on call. Angela, as she's telling Andy what she wants, she she's paging Dwight. And he says, I don't care where we get married. We'll get married right in this building. In the eye of a hurricane, in the middle of a snowstorm, on top of a monsoon. He just wants to spend the rest of his life together. Kisses her in the office. Ayo. This is like an odd human look at Angela. And Dwight is left hanging down the warehouse. Now Jim is at the dorm. Pam Beasley, a resident advisor. Hi. Big smooches. And the camera walks into the door. And Jim is like, oh, did you see Pam's new art? Camera turned, door locked. Now we're in the conference room with a nice fruit plate in the middle. Dwight is not happy. Michael says the party is lame. Ronnie wants to dance. Asks if anyone wants to dance, and everyone just kind of heads out. And we get Jim watching TV. Her roommate stole her soy milk or something. Now we have the whole crew down in the sex, you can call it the sex bunker in the warehouse. And everyone's eating cheesecake. Michael, we have a situation. So now we have Dwight, Ronnie, Holly, and Michael are all like, looking through the warehouse. Holly tells Michael she has a date. Probably gonna be a disaster. But you'll have fun. We're pretty much done here. Why don't you take off, Holly? That's really sweet. Holly doesn't need luck. Everyone that meets her instantly loves her. And now they bust the whole crew. Party hats and all. Happy birthday, Stanley, as Dwight kicks the cheesecake all over Michael. Week 5. Bad news is we're not doing very well. Creed doing some kind of rice thing. If we stay fat long enough, we might get the whole month off. Oh, Kevin's doing peanut butter and bread. I haven't had a proper peanut butter and jelly in a long time. Kelly took a tapeworm. And it's going to eat all of our food. Creed sold it to me. It's from Mexico. Creed said it wasn't a tapeworm. How's my favorite branch doing, Ryan? Michael says that Ronnie was blah. I will pay you any amount. Give me Ryan Howard. I want him. I need him. Cool goatee, Michael. Did you do that after you helped me move? Goatee. Fired guy. Little noogie. From Kevin, a little bit of a humble pie. Ryan says, I'm keeping a list for everyone that'll be sorry when I'm back on top. Kevin made the list. Ryan apologizes for how he treated him last year. I quit the rat race. I've even started volunteering. and giving back to the community. I don't need a judge to tell me to get out there. And Ryan says, Jim also just made the list. He lost 0 pounds collectively. Kelly and I are the only ones who passed out or almost passed out. Who is slacking? I want names. Andy, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my entire life. I haven't had a very hard life. Holly had her date with the yoga teacher. Michael verbally, or like just grunts. Ouch. Alright, we got Jim and Michael in his office. This is your fault in the stupid friend zone. Should have been lovers first and then friends. Terrible advice. You know my seduction method. Michael's feeling sabotaged. It's showing total pounds lost. It looks like mostly gained. Dwayne says you're definitely the problem. These random names will get liposuction. Random Stanley, Phyllis, Kevin. You will get liposuction. Ryan back to Kelly. I want to say I'm sorry. I was in my mid-20s. I never really processed 9/11. Cool. Want to get a drink later? Catch up? Kelly is dating Daryl. They are crazy in love. Cool. Maybe I'll see you around. Now I have Dwight talking to Phyllis. Dwight apologizes for telling her to get liposuction. He was way out of line. I want to make it up to you. A surefire sale, two-man job. Split the commission. 60-40. Dwight will drive and they head out. She looks pleased that she's included. Ryan not looking so happy to be sitting behind the desk. Oh, and it's because Kelly is making out with Daryl over on the couch while Kelly looks at Ryan. Now we have back in the break room, we have Jim, Holly, and Michael. Jim's in. She misses having lunch. He misses having lunch with Pam. But they do have to meet with, you know, talk to the coworkers. Pam is in a random school hallway. I didn't like eating. Oh, there's like a weird exchange with a friend. Pam is like, hey, look, I think I made a friend. Cool. Phyllis comes storming into the office. There was no client. Dwight drove me to a warehouse 5 miles away. No money, no phone. You burned over 1,000 calories. Phyllis Vance. Took your purse, what are you worried about? Phyllis says, I'm calling David Wallace. Bum, bum, bum. Week 6. Dunder Mifflin does not discriminate or condone extreme weight loss strategies. Now we have Michael coming in a fat suit. Hello, everybody. I'll take it from here. He missed the memo. He is beautiful. They are beautiful. He is beautiful. Jabba the Hutt. The Marshmallow Puff guy. Michael's so glad that he bought the sumo suit instead of renting the sumo suit. We're here because there's something wrong with society. Why is Michael dressed in a pink suit? Michael Klump. How dare you? Michael Klump is a celebration of fat people. I sit on you. Fat people are not monsters. Case in point. It's ugly. There's a lot of confusion in the conference room right now. And oh, I didn't realize the name of the conference. The name on the board is Body Image Celebration. Michael tells Dwight, we're doing this because of you. Ryan shaved the goatee. Michael catches it in the middle of the meeting. Now we have another shot of Pam in the classroom next to her buddy. And they're drawing sketches together. Almost like a little gym moment between the two of them. Michael has Dwight and Phyllis stand up in front of the conference room. Dwight just apologized. He created a ruse which forced you to exercise. Phyllis, go have a seat. Michael Klump wants to remind you that this whole contest is about being healthy. Michael gets down on his knee, almost falls over, and Dwight tries to catch him. Look, Philip, or Kelly, look at you. Stand up on the chair. She's a beautiful Indian woman. What makes her beautiful? Ryan says everything. Hell of an ass, says Creed. What else do you like? Phyllis says, what are people like about me? Probably my jugs. Kelly hates dieting. She hates the worm inside of me. You are truly beautiful. Michael gives her a big hug. Jim says summer's going great. I have a weird pain in my left side. My girlfriend's in New York. How's your summer? Week number 7, raining outside. We are the Goatee-less brothers, That's an interesting suit. Michael's never worn a suit like that. Oh, and there's a shot of Dwight, who's like, you know, his goatee is looking a little sad. And Holly is still seeing the yoga teacher. Lost 4 pounds. Bada boom. Jim is headed to his nephew's T-ball game. Dwight says hi. I do not say hi, Pam. Jim, they seem to be struggling a little bit. Dwight reads that it's not great. Oh, Jim says, let's meet for lunch, period, in his instant message. Come on, we'll meet halfway. You'll be back for your 4 o'clock class. Well played. Oh no, is this the episode? This is it. Jim says, the rest stop where that soda exploded on me, exit 17. They're gonna meet halfway. I finally finished my summer project, which is a text ASCII photo of Dwight. Michael is encouraging Holly. They got the tickets to the Counting Crows. I call everyone back right away. Hell call. Otherwise, he's loco. Scranton lost the weight loss challenge to Utica by 8 pounds. They have till the end of the day. They are going to try and win this after all. Andy knows how to make the office make weight. Cranks up the heat. Be a little toasty. Andy Bernard doesn't lose. He wins them or quits them. Kelly eating in the break room. Is that healthy food? Trying to win a contest. Jim says, hey, I scheduled lunch with a client, Pam. We know it's Pam. And the food in the vending machine is rotten with flies, and Dwight sprays it. We have Andy and Dwight both wearing garbage bags. Angela's favorite song, The Little Drummer Boy. I always thought it was bigger than Christmas anyway. The guys already know it. Here comes Trouble, class of 96. I booked him. They're crashing with us for 3 weeks. Totally works out. And I think Annie deserves to have a fiancé who encourages the a cappella group that he is so dedicated to be the wedding band. Broccoli Rob, spare rib, lunchbox, dookie, boner jam, that's me. Hopscotch, jingle jangle. He's the best man. Dwight gets a page. And they head down to the warehouse. Boom, boom, boom. That was quick. Her morality. Dwight has a lot more duct tape than Andy. Now we have a shot across the parkway from the gas station on a very, very rainy day. This is not halfway. Jim has to buy lunch as he drops down to one knee and he says he can't wait. Pam's pretty overwhelmed, as we all are, in a giant, giant kiss. Now, everybody is down in the warehouse waiting for Jim. And Holly says the yoga guy is out. Michael says, hey, he was a complete stupid idiot. Holly had really good seats. Shame to waste. Let me buy them from you. Michael looks really happy that it fell through. Oh, he ripped up the tickets. Forget about them. It was a nice gesture. And Jim comes back soaking wet in the rain. What's going on, Smiley Pants? You're late. What's up, Meredith? This is a good day. You lost a ton of weight, literally. You guys are all gigantic losers. Good summer for Stanley. Lost 7 pounds. I'm gonna take 5 days off anyway. Week 8, August 18th. There's a Spanish television playing, and you've got Toby in a neck brace. Ziplining his third day. Harness wasn't in right. Busted his back. 5 weeks in the hospital in Costa Rica. Sad. Looking pretty sad. And that's the end of the episode. So I'll see you next week. I don't think the next one is a supersized episode, but man, Jim, Pam, engaged. We're off to the races here. Good night. Sleep tight.